produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Hello and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. It is January 2022 already. So I'm Josie Hopkins and I am so excited to kick this year off and to begin with a new theme. Each of the past few years, I have chosen a theme for the year that gives me my intention about where I feel that I'm going and reminding me of where I've been. And so there was Inspire 2020 when I was really bringing about Josie's Inspiration, the radio show. Then there was last year, Journey 2021. What an amazing journey 2021 was. You know, getting the cancer diagnosis, having the COVID be out and about and around us, feeling restricted, but also feeling freed. Freed because there was not an obligation to go out and do things, because it was clear to everyone with COVID being around that we weren't going to be doing things as usual. It was not going to be business as normal. And so now here we are in 2022, and it's about transition for me. I've learned some things over the past few years about my life, about myself, and I'm ready to transition into this new year, taking all of the lessons that I've learned, continuing to be a student, to continue to listen and to hear for God's direction in my life for what He has called me to do. And as you heard in the song at the beginning of the show, my purpose is to praise Him. My purpose is to serve God and to always have Him in the forefront of whatever I'm doing. And so as I begin this show today for January 2022 on Josie's Inspiration, Finding My Way Network, I'm forever grateful to Kayla for this opportunity and for my ability to share the messages, share from my heart, and to inspire others to find their purpose and their passion. I was looking at some scriptures, and Isaiah 43:19 always is important to me. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And that's so much of where we are now. God continuously does new things in our lives, but we don't always see it. We don't always recognize it. Too often we get caught up in the disappointments of what we expected not being fulfilled, and we may become, a bit down about it or angry in some cases because we had certain expectations and because they weren't fulfilled in the way we thought they should be. But I have learned that when opportunities present themselves, it's not always in the way that I perceived it. But I want to always be ready to hear Him, ready to know that He's doing a new thing in my life. And so I'm ready to transition this year, to transform, and to be available to be used by God, because He is making a way in the wilderness. And even as I have gone through this cancer diagnosis now for for some time, I'm aware that I see myself as a blessing in this, that there is a blessing in each of my four cancer diagnoses, because it brings me to a place of stillness, a place of humbleness, and a place to realize that God is still working in my life. Because I have life, and because of this diagnosis, I have learned that stillness is important. I've always, not always, but being in my business, wellness, and self-care, I've learned the importance of making myself a priority. And so for some time now, I have shared with others that it's not selfish to put yourself first. It's self-care and self-love. But before I put myself first, I have to put God first, because He's my creator. He is the designer of me. He is the orchestrator of me. He has created me for His purpose. So whatever I'm going through, I have to acknowledge that there is a greater purpose than what I might immediately see. And so before I become down about cancer diagnosis, before I get down and sad about the doctors telling me that they see something new, I have to ask God, what is the purpose of this? What am I to be doing with this? How do I use what the world would say is a negative to be something positive, to give you the glory, Lord, to show you in my life, to allow you to shine forth through all of my circumstances. And so I began to tell people last year that I'm God's poster child, that cancer does not look like death. So you may find me in the chemo chair doing a Facebook Live, or on a day when, you know, I may not be feeling my best, but trying to uplift, encourage someone else, because inspiration is always my goal. Josie's Inspiration is my theme. It's my brand. It's my desire to help others be uplifted, find ways to bring joy into situations that would normally seem to be down or seem to be joyless, and to find out why, not necessarily why these things are happening, but to find out how we can use these to God's benefit. So Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And so I hold fast to that. I hold fast that the former things of my life, I can't go backwards. I can't go back and get what I had. I can't go back and recreate a moment. I can have memories. Interestingly enough, this morning I was having a conversation with my son, Adrian, who's helping me with my websites. And I was telling him that, you know, Josie's Inspiration as a radio show has been around for a very long time. In fact, I was telling him that I have cassette tapes of show recordings, and I have CDs of show recordings. And I was excited as I was cleaning out my office at the end of the year to find these items. And I was like, wow, Josie's Inspiration has been something for me for a while. Even before I made it my brand, it was a show. It was a vision. It was a concept. And there is some record and documentation to support that. And I got excited because I was thinking, oh, as we develop the website, you know, I've got all these things that were past. And he reminded me, don't go backwards, go forward. And so as I read the scripture, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? It says, remember not the former things. So I can't get stuck in the past. I can't go back and wish that I had done something different at some previous point in time. Everything in my life has been purposed. And even the mistakes that I've made, even the blunders, even the downfalls and the tragedies or the challenges that have happened, they've come to make me who I am now. And I'm very grateful. So what are the challenges that you've had that you keep trying to go backwards and fix? We can't. We can't go backwards. You know, stand on the lessons that you've learned. Take something from each experience and use it to strengthen you as you move forward. And that's what I intend to do. And Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." So all those things of my past, all those things that I've experienced, they are going to be used for good. God's going to continue to use me, use my circumstances, use my obstacles, use my challenges, use my diagnosis, use my disappointments, use my tragedies. He's going to use those things for good, to help someone else according to his purpose. So as I was thinking about what it means to transform or to be transitioning, and I toyed between Transformation 2022 and Transition 2022, and I stayed with transition because transition is about being able to make a change, being able to change from one state or condition to another, to shift. And so I'm ready to make a shift. I'm ready to make a shift for 2022. a shift in being more purposeful, to being more intentional, and to fulfill the things that I set forth for myself. So for many years now, I have been pursuing my aromatherapy certification. I am closer than close than I've ever been, but I'm still not there yet. I keep putting off things that I could get done. And I don't know why, but that's one of the things that I'm going to do in 2022 is to set my intention with some goals. And so what is the difference between an intention and a goal? Well, I had to look that up because I was thinking, well, you know, isn't that kind of the same thing? But goals are a destination or a specific achievement. And our intentions are how we live it each day. So it's not about how I achieve the goal or the destination, but it's how I'm living it. And so it's an action. It's me taking action towards the goals that I have. And the goals are external achievements, but the intentions are all about my relationship with myself and with others. And that's so important because relationships matter. How I treat myself, how I treat others. And that's a big part of my intention, that as I set forth in 2022 and as I make that transition, that I hold on to those things that have positivity in my life, let go of things that are distressing. In fact, I unsubscribe to a lot of things. I remove myself from some things that were really important to me. One of which was stepping away from my damsel in defense business. It has been it was a amazing 7 years being a damsel in defense pro, building a team, supporting my team, having Zooms and training calls and supporting and helping build other leaders, being a part of a community that was doing good. But I had to stop this year and say, where am I going in my life? I had to be real about the fact that I'm now 67 years young, and in just 2.5 years, I'm going to be 70 years old. And my husband and I were having a conversation about the fact that I said I did not want to be pulling my little red wagon with my products and going to vendor events and setting up tables when I'm 70 years old. And he reminded me that he was going to be 70 before I was. And I know that each event that I do and each thing that I am a part of, he's a big supporter. He comes, he pulls the wagon with me, he helps me set up my table, he makes sure that I'm safe, he drives me where I have to go, he comes back to pick me up. And even though he tells me that he does it because he loves me and he's committed to supporting me, I had to also take into account that not just my health, but his health. And while I love that he was coming and doing these things for me, he was doing them for me, not because he chose to, but because I had a need. And so I made a decision that rather than waiting until the age 70 hit and suddenly I was going to make some transition at 70, I needed to prepare myself and I needed to start to walk my journey to live my purpose and my passion beginning now. And so that's where I am. And it's January 2022. And I'm excited because brand new possibilities, not just because it's January, but because I woke up this morning. And, you know, sometimes people will go off and they'll make resolutions about what they're going to do. I'm not making a resolution. I'm not setting any huge goals. I'm going to take it a day at a time, with some realistic timelines. So this morning I told my son that, you know, he said, where do you want to be in March 2022 with your website, with your business? And so I had to make some declarations to him that I wanted to at that point be set in my business, speaking engagements, going out doing presentations around health and wellness, using my essential oils to empower others in their health, and to be doing Josie's Inspiration as a full business platform. And so Josie's Inspiration includes my radio show, my essential oils, my soul purpose business. It includes everything that I intend to be doing and about. But first of all, God is there. And so I know I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. And also Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And so I'm ready. I'm ready for this transition. I'm ready for new things. I'm ready for new commitments to God and to myself. I'm ready for him to bless me beyond my wildest dreams, as he continues to do. You know, not because I'm asking him, give me, give me, give me, but I ask him to give me the desires that he would have for my life, to show me the direction that he would have me go, to place in my path the people that he would have me touch, to bless my family, and to allow us to continue to grow in love and in prosperity and in faith. And that's what he continually does for me. Therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so I stand firm in that. The old has gone and the new is here. But there was nothing wrong with the old. It's just that we can't stay in the past. We have to get ready. We have to be ready for something new. Because if we stay stuck, God can't use us. You know, I've got to move my feet. I've got to stand up. I've got to be in the position to take action when he calls on me. I went the other day to get new eyeglasses, to get my eyes checked. And transition lenses. I was thinking about transition lenses and, you know, transition lenses. And I'm thinking about transition in my life. So what is it about transition lenses that makes them important? And it says that transition lenses contain special patented photochromic dyes that cause the lens to activate or darken when exposed to ultraviolet rays from sunlight. When the UV light diminishes, the lens fade back. As light conditions change, the level of tint adjusts, offering the right tint at the right time. So, if I take that and I apply that to my life, I have to be ready that when darkness comes in my life, I have to be ready to activate my faith, to activate the realization that God is in charge. And when I'm exposed to things, maybe I'm exposed to COVID, maybe I'm exposed to Omicron or Delta, I don't know. Because even in my desire to stay safe and to not be exposed to things, I don't know who I'm going to be around. And so I have to be ready to transition when I'm out and about. I have to wear my mask. I might have to go back to wearing my shield. I have to make sure that I'm doing the things to protect myself. And as conditions change, I have to be ready to adjust. And so maybe that's the key, that transitions are an adjustment. How are you adjusting to life circumstances? How are you adjusting to the changes that are happening around us? The changes in our world, the changes in our community, the changes in your life, in our health, in our homes, and in our families. Change is constant. And we have to be aware that we can't stay stuck. We can't go backwards. We can't stay in one spot and think that we are going to be invincible. We have to, like the trees, when the wind blows, we got to sway in it. We have to be ready for change because change is happening. If we look around the world, if we look at the traumas and the sad things that are happening, the fires, the floods, the earthquakes, all the things that are happening, change is happening. Climate change, world change, leaders change, and we have to change. But we can make change a positive because we can take change and we can prepare for it by having an open mind and the faith to know that in every change, God is with us. He is protecting us. We don't have to conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's Romans 12:2. We don't need to be like everybody else. In fact, I've always prided myself in being different and unique. Didn't always understand why I felt different, but once I understood that it was not a bad thing to be different, then I embrace my uniqueness. I embrace the fact that I am a child of God, made in His image, but so are those around me. And His image is varied. It's not locked into one picture that maybe we saw hanging on walls when we were children, of a Jesus with straight wavy hair, with a pointed nose. You know, God is infinite. His son Jesus is infinite. And they're omnipresent with us. So as we transition into 2022, be ready for changes. Be open to changes. And know that change is good. Because as long as we're open to change, we're open to growth. Because we can't grow if we're not willing to change. When a seed is planted, it's a seed. But if it stayed a seed, we would never see the beauty that was inside of it. So that seed gets planted into dirt. It gets watered. And then you see a little sprout. And that sprout grows. And it begins to grow to the sunlight, going to get nourished until that seed becomes what God intended it to be it a flower or a tree or a shrub, but it all starts with the seed. And so, Lord, allow me to be your seed, planted in the richness of your word, watered by your grace and mercy, given sunlight by your promises, and growing for your purpose. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see 2022. Thank you for new mercies every day. And I bless your holy name. And I thank you for this journey. I thank you for Joseph's inspiration and all that it's able to do to open up opportunities for other hosts to share messages that you have given them, to be a part of Finding My Way Network, and to spread joy around the world. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless me. I love you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy, 'cause that world I
Hello once again, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I want to talk to you today about making room for your gift and then believing in your gifts. We all know that everyone has gifts. Something you do really well, better than most even. When someone does exceptionally well, we say that he or she is anointed in that field. But what happens to those who never try to use the gifts they've been given? For whatever reason, be it fear or doubt or whatever, something stops them cold in the beginning of the thought of even starting something new. First, we need to figure out why the thought of pursuing your desire is so clouded with the what ifs of negativity. I myself have had that feeling. I'm looking back over my life, and I've been blessed to have many gifts, and some are quite regular, like everyone else's. Singing, cooking, or having compassion. And I use these every day, so it doesn't seem exceptional to me because others in my circle have the same gifts. But when I could no longer run from the thing I feel is my purpose, I just waited. I worried. And I worried God about if I'd heard him right or if it was just something I wanted so badly. And he answered me in a lot of ways, like sending me speaking engagements and opportunities to share his message. Still, I didn't feel as if I was qualified. After all, why would someone want to hear what I have to say when it had already been said with so much more eloquence by people that I hold in high esteem, like the T.D. Jakes and the Billy Grahams of this world? But I've heard it said that if you make room for your gift, that your gift will make room for you. So I interpreted that as meaning that maybe there are some people that I can reach for the same reason that I was doubting what I am saying is as much as I love and much as I get from listening to those I feel are more qualified to teach than am I, there just may be some soul who needs to hear the same message from someone like me, just an everyday person who loves God and has a connection to Source. Just someone who just maybe never read the Bible or studied or even understand some of the flowery language within its covers. Someone who could meet them where they are. Because I've been there, or just coming out of something that they just went through. In short, I was to follow my heart. The heart where God had put the desire to speak and minister. And we all know how you can tell it's God's plan, don't we? Well, because if he places it on your heart, you won't be able to shake it. No matter how long you push it down or write it off as being something silly to think about for yourself, God kept placing opportunities after opportunity in my path. Until finally, the more I tried to run, the heavier my spiritual legs became. And I had to stop and listen and be still and study and do what it took to manifest what I desire to do, which is minister. And that same phrase, make room for your gifts, haunted me. And it brought to mind the many people in the Bible that God used to spread his truth. Some like Moses. Moses was so afraid that he would mess up, just like I was. Moses stuttered badly, incapacitated him. But God made it so that when he opened his mouth to speak, he was heard plainly. So that let me know that anybody could be used. meaning during the times when I was to study and store away what I learned, that was me making room for my gift, just nurturing it, making intentional time to talk to God. But instead of telling him a long list of why I didn't think I could do it or reminding him of my shortcomings, I began to thank him for the honor of even having him to come to, for the opportunity to hone my skills, for people to guide me, to bounce things off of, to tell me when I wasn't allowing him to lead me. Yes, I was making room for my gifts, but my gift was also making room for me. The different platforms it provided me was just astonishing. And some even brought back that old why me feeling of not being good enough. But through it all, God said, "Open your heart, and when you open your mouth, I'll speak for you." And he never lied. Jesus said, if no man praises God, it doesn't matter because he can cause rocks to cry out. And I do not intend to have anything or anybody praise for me but me. After all, God has given me so much to praise him for. Things that no one else could praise for but me because it was my blessing alone. Making room is a satisfying act. It's the time in your daily worship where things that you need to know just seem to be downloaded into your spirit. It's the aha moment that makes your whole heart jump. It's the times when a message as simple as somebody that I need to call comes up, and if I follow through, I find out that they needed me. Or even that they had something that was a confirmation for whatever they had been thinking, something I said, or something they were praying about. But know this, when God puts something on your heart, he also will give you the wherewithal to perform the task. And I've changed that word task to joy, because at this point, I can now find the joy within the situation for myself, because I stopped running and I started listening to God's plan for me. And even better, I started believing it is his plan. I can now believe in myself, not just my skill, but in my higher self. And I started to make decisions from that standpoint of, yes, I can with God's help. Now, I don't get it twisted, and don't you get it wrong. This doesn't mean I don't have off days when I don't believe and I can do what is needed because I don't have any more to give. I've given all out of myself, so I don't believe that I can do any more. But those are the times I take refuge in the words of God that I have hidden in my heart, the knowledge that you have not because you ask not. And I'm not talking about begging. I'm talking to the Creator as a child talks to a loving parent, knowing that whatever is of importance to me is more important to him. I've gotten so it's easy to praise about it. It's easier to praise about anything than it is to worry about it. And the praise does work faster anyway. Time spent dealing with your purpose is never wasted. And that's something I worried about. Even if the way that you wanted it to come out is not the way God presents it, this is where you practice release. Release of your idea of what something needs to look like and accept the way of God. After all, he can see a lot further down the road than you can. Just knowing that every action has a reaction, I choose to trust God and all of his ways to be the best way. Making room for believing in your gifts takes practice. If you've been doing things your way for quite a long while, it might just take a while before you're comfortable letting go. It's like losing weight. It didn't come on you overnight. And while it is very, very possible, because everything is possible with God, you probably won't be able to change overnight. But I can tell you, if you have your intention as wanting to find and live your purpose and live a life of fulfillment, this is what you need to do. Release. Release, release, release. Release the fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, the fear of maybe I'm the first one in my family or my circle to do this thing, the fear of the time invested being wasted, and most of all, the fear of opposition. Because any of these creeps in at any time, you have to face it and find out what brought it up in the first place. And do this as quickly as you can. Don't let it take root in your mind, because it will cause paralysis. The paralysis that you had in the very beginning, and nobody wants to go back there. You know, when you have experiences that can cause a breakthrough, other people will oppose you. Opposition is a big one. You'll get pushback from others, and they will tell you all of the reasons that you can't or shouldn't or couldn't, all the reasons why they don't think that you would be good at it. Everything they see wrong in you is a reason for you not to pursue your dream. This is when you have to anchor down into the truth of yourself. As the Creator says, I can boil this down to one thing. The Bible says you were made in the image and likeness of God. Okay, so what do you lack? Nothing. Truthfully, you lack nothing. But ego, which I call edging God out, can retard your progress. So my prayer for you and for myself is that we have faith, confidence, and knowledge who we are, and rise up and let it rise within us, so that the point that we can not and will not quit. Nurture your gift and don't let anyone stop you on your journey. In fact, seeing you on your journey may be what they need to start their journey. There are a lot of people who won't stop to form an idea on their own. But if you start something new, they're quick to try the same thing. And it's not with the idea of mimicking somebody and imitation being the highest form of flattery. This is not how they're going about it. But they're doing it to try to outdo you. And I started thinking, well, that might be all right. Because after all, if you're doing the right thing and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and they are copying you, that should be growth for the kingdom. Besides, you have to let God weed that out. If they're doing things for not such a right motive, they won't be around really long. And as I said before, I have talents in a couple of areas, but they all seem to be tied together somehow. And my guess is that's God's way of making sure that I can reach people where they are and be the most effective for that person. Because I've had times when a simple conversation can turn to witnessing about the goodness of God, and that might not have happened had it not been for those gifts leading me to the other person to start with. I think that's what it means when they say your gift will make room for you. Take time to explore yourself. Get to know your innermost desires. I mean the deep-seated desires of your heart. And ask God to bring to your heart how to manifest those dreams. Then here comes the most important part. Listen for the answer. But realize something. It's just for you. So you don't need to run and tell anybody. You don't have to share your intent before you're ready for it to be unveiled. Since it's new to you and you share in the planning stages before it is concrete, there are some who are more than happy to kick you back into your doubt mode. That'll kill your momentum. You will have to start all over from scratch, and nobody wants to start over from scratch. And who knows how long it will take to get back to your point of yes, I can, and being comfortable with it. Now, that's really time wasted, in my opinion. The only someone who really needs to know what you're planning to do would be someone that you know will pray for your highest and your best. Someone who can stand in the gap for you when you hit that proverbial wall, so to speak. Those who want to see you succeed because they already know that your success takes nothing away from them in any way, shape, or form. Someone who will rejoice with you and wish the best for you. That's your tribe. And we all need someone to walk with in this physical world, in this life, and on your journey. Even if you are the original. Because that, after all, is why we're here. We are the hands and feet of the original creator. So do you. And I'm telling you, do you well. Do you so well that it causes enough of a ripple in the pond of life that you make such a difference that people can't see what they would do without you. Be grateful for any gifts, even those that you don't really think are that special, because they're the best kind. They're the ones that people can say, well, that's simple. If she can do it, I can do it. But they will do it on their own. They will do their thing. They will put their twist on it. Not to outdo you, but to just be who they are. And to just be in that place that says, I've helped somebody. I really think that God led me to help that person. That's an extraordinary feeling. I've had that feeling. Sometimes it wakes you up at night. To think that you're so much of a part of the plan of our Lord that maybe somebody wouldn't even know what to do but for you. Because you led them to know God. You led them with that yes, I can attitude, and you've shown them the possibilities. Yeah, make room for your gifts and thank the giver of those gifts. I do this all day, every day, sometimes for no reason. I'm just remembering something good that he put in my path. And I'm just remembering that I love working for the kingdom. This is Reverend Lydia, and I know you have gifts. And I thank God for you because you are one of my gifts. Be blessed.
The one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.